May peace be with you. If you stick around at the end, there's more information about our community and how to find us. And now, here's this week's Centering Scripture, followed by the sermon.
Our scripture is from Acts 1:15 through 17 and 21 through 26. One day Peter stood up in the midst of the believers, a gathering of perhaps 120. "Beloved kin," he said, "the saying in scripture, uttered long ago by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of David, was destined to be fulfilled in Judas, the one who guided those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and had been given a share in his ministry. It is necessary, therefore, one of those who accompanied us all the time Jesus moved among us, from the baptism of John until the day Jesus was taken up from us, should be named as witness with us to the resurrection." At that, they nominated two, Joseph, called Barsabbas of Justice, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "O God, you can read the hearts of people. Show us which of these two you have chosen to occupy this apostolic ministry, replacing Judas, who turned away and went his own way." They then drew lots between the two. The choice fell to Matthias, who was added to the 11 apostles.
Thank you, Ella. Thank you, Kaya. Thank you, all of you who came down. What a joy it is to share another Youth Sunday service here in worship together this fine Mother's Day. Now, in years past, we have been blessed by the movement of the Spirit to speak through the mouths of our youth. But this Sunday is a bit weirder. Yes, I'm in my 40s, and I'm delivering the sermon today. That's not what we expected, but that's what we got. As I mentioned in a previous week, I asked the kids and the youth what we should do, what should our theme be, and they said, "Be weird." So that's what we've got. And I'm going to focus on something that's close to a young person's heart. Play. Yes, play. Because the reality is that none of our youth felt called to preach. I imagine that, right? Who doesn't feel called to preach every Sunday, right? I don't understand it. But while in years past it has been meaningful to hear a sermon from youth like Anna Fleckie, Samantha Klepfer, youth elders and outspoken leaders of their respective classes, this year our youth are different. They are dynamic and passionate young people in their own right, but public speakers? That's not their calling.
Not yet.
That is true. We often say that here that all are welcome as you are. So if we are to walk the proverbial walk, it seems to me we must honor and accept our youth as they are, and not force them into a mold that has been built and set over many previous years. Yes, this year we break that mold. We celebrate the gift of living in a way that is not expected, one that is true to who we are called by God to be. In the scripture, we see this lived out by Jesus' apostles shortly after his death. They are tending to their business, fulfilling the prophecies of their faith, one of which called for there to be a specific number of people in service to the Messiah. And Judas's actions had left them with a spot to fill. So, how did they go about making such an important decision like changing up the dynamic of their beloved community? How do any of us go about making important decisions? Well, if you're like me, I imagine we'd do some research, perhaps take a poll, lean on the experience and wisdom of our lives, and maybe even bring in an outside expert to show us how we ought to go about this process of replacing Judas. And then it would be a lengthy process, for sure, of seeking information, discerning candidates' worth, and making sure we're doing all things properly and as correctly as we could. And what did the apostles do? They met up for a hot minute, suggested a couple of people, and then rolled dice. That's what throwing lots means. They rolled dice. Boom! Decision made. And they moved on. And now, if we're taking a generous read of this, we might say, well, that seems a bit irresponsible. And quite frankly, kind of weird. A less generous read might be that they were impulsive and lacked sophistication and were reckless. And I'll circle back to that in a minute. Because I want to tell you about a weird thing I did once. This was pre-COVID. I attended a conference called The Theology of Play. It was a weekend long, conceived and convened by the Minister of Faith Formation for the PCUSA. It featured an agenda where the whole day, all we did was play tabletop games, board games, card games, dice games, etc. That's it. We gathered for breakfast, said a prayer, and the 40 or 50 of us were released to look over the impressive selection of over 60 tabletop games, and were invited to play as many games as we could before lunch, where we would then break briefly to eat before spending the afternoon playing more games. After dinner, there was a brief presentation from a game maker, as well as some theological history of gaming. But then after about an hour or two, we were back to play games until we decided that it was time to go to bed. We stayed up late playing games. And we did this for 2 full days. These are continuing ed dollars hard at work. And honestly, I've never been to a conference like it, and may never again, and it was, when held up next to many of the other professional development experiences, quite weird. And yet, from that conference, I came away with more collegial contacts, deeper conversations, personal connections and insights for ministry, than I have for a good 90% of the other continuing ed experiences that I've been a part of. The idea was that play and gaming was not only a way to build trust and connection, but also a way to connect with God. This was where I learned how ancient peoples used to use games to do just that. It was believed that God was at work in games. When there was a dispute, roll dice. God, creator, sustainer of all of creation, would certainly be within the outcome of the dice. So how do we discern God's will? Well, roll dice, they would say. And that's what we see the apostles doing in our scripture today, which is markedly different from the strategic method that I mentioned for how we, or perhaps just me, in 2024, would generally go about making important decisions. And beloved, this might sound a bit weird, but I invite you to consider. What if we weren't called to figure out the right answer to a problem? What if the idea that we as people need to, on our own, come up with a correct answer to a complex problem, like the one the apostles had regarding who was going to replace Judas? What if coming up with that correct answer is not actually a faithful response? Now, that might be a tough pill to swallow, but beloved, the good news is that God and the movement of the Holy Spirit are present in those tough conversations. It doesn't mean shy away from it. But the Holy Spirit's moving and calling us into beloved community. So why is it so hard to let go of what we think needs to happen? What we want to happen? But if we're so concerned about what we want to happen, have we first stopped to consider what God needs to happen for the beloved community on earth to be built? The apostles, dedicated followers of the ministry of Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the one sent to usher in the beloved kingdom of God. The apostles knew it was not up to one of them to figure out the right answer. They humbly knew that when left up to their own instincts, which were bound by the imperial culture they were raised and lived in. They knew they would probably do what the empire expected of its people, and not necessarily what the transformative and often weird work of the Spirit required. Beloved community, this is the good news. I promise. If we embrace a dedication to serving God and our world, inspired by the ministry of Jesus, we don't have to figure everything out. It's not on us. We can sit in messy, weird, sometimes awkward, and uncomfortable community. That is the sacred act of honoring the weird in all of us. We seek instead to connect to God, to channel the impulses of the Spirit, because, spoiler alert, shout out to the Marvel movies, spoiler alert, next Sunday we remember Pentecost. And that was the moment in our faith history when the apostles showed that the Holy Spirit of God will fill the faithful and cause their words to be divinely inspired. Fun fact for you. I learned this at that retreat that I went on. After the Pentecost moment, when the fires of the Spirit came down and filled the apostles, we have no more references in Scripture to anyone throwing lots to discern God's will. From then on, even till today, the movement and impulses of God through the Spirit were accessible to anyone. Anyone who would cast off the concerns for the powers that be, cast off care for what the powerful people of our world want to happen, and dedicate themselves to uplifting the ministry Jesus started to build, the ministry to develop the beloved kingdom here on earth. And today, in faith, I believe we still have access to that power. And I stand before you as a living testament to the power of seeking not the best answer, not the right thing to say, not the thing that's going to fix all of our problems, but instead seeking to connect to God and pray on a way forward being found in messy, weird, awkward community by the power of the Spirit moving through us. Guided by the Spirit and in relationship with God and our neighbors, there is no problem we cannot move through. Notice that I did not say solve, but we move through it together. So be weird. If you're stuck, do that weird thing called praying. Right? That's weird for our culture. But do it. Center yourself in God and Spirit. Be countercultural. Be faithful. And above all, beloved, please be you. May we be ourselves, beautiful and beloved and weird. For the Spirit is waiting to move through all of us. To reimagine a phrase, let us let our weird flag fly and seek to connect to God in times of conflict. May it be so. Amen.
As a church located on Lakota land in Minnetonka, Minnesota, St. Luke is a joyful, inclusive, intergenerational, and compassionate community on a spiritual journey seeking to do justice, make peace, and to walk humbly with God. We invite you to join us live for virtual worship each Sunday morning on Facebook or YouTube, or by following the worship links on our website, stluke.mn. Thanks for listening. May you go in peace.